Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Dominic DeLay, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday in Ordinary Times, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Behold the Lamb of God. That phrase is so familiar to us from Mass that it might not register with us. But here's John the Baptist saying, "Behold the Lamb of God," right at the start of Jesus' ministry. The Gospel, according to John, has its grand introduction about the Word made flesh. So we're not surprised the Baptist is assigning fancy titles to Jesus. But to follow that traditional Christmas Day passage, the Word made flesh, with a Good Friday type of passage, "Behold the Lamb of God," is startling. The author of the Gospel is letting us know up front that the Word made flesh, the Son of God, isn't what we think he is. "I did not know him," the Baptist says, "but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." We know Jesus. He is the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, not the victor, but the sacrifice. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." What sin is that, the sin of the world? Well, it's all sin, personal and social, including even my sin and your sin, Ira. It's all sin, personal and social, as well as the inclination to sin that we sometimes call original sin. Our baptism into Jesus' life through the fire of the Holy Spirit frees us from the sin of the world, even though it might not always feel like it. Remember the preaching last Sunday of that other John the Baptist, Deacon John? He preached about Jesus' baptism when God's voice declared him as his beloved son. And Deacon John said that must have been a life-changing moment for Jesus. Deacon John asked if we've had any life-changing moments and suggested it could be when we realize that we too are God's beloved sons and daughters. Hopefully we've all realized that, and hopefully we continue to realize that in even deeper ways all the time, that we, that you, each are God's beloved son or daughter. This afternoon, we baptize six children and declare them God's beloved. We who were baptized as infants, we baptize adults at Easter time, and we wish we could have the same life-affirming experience as adults sometimes, don't we? Oh, I wish I could be baptized now that I'm conscious. And we can, even if our experience of God's love unfolds less dramatically than at those Easter vigil rites. Father Xavier likes to talk about praying the sacraments. How can we pray our own baptism daily, savoring God's infinite love for us? One way God loves us is by continually freeing us from sin through Christ. The Baptist baptism The Baptist baptism called for repentance and a turning away from sin through willpower, I think, was his call. But our baptism in Jesus, in the waters of Jesus' life and death, in the fire of the Holy Spirit, frees us from the grasp of sin. We don't have to do it ourselves. Sure, we are called to exercise our will, our free choice, to turn away from sin. But our baptism into Jesus' life and death gives us the grace and the power to do that. We know from experience that we sin the same sins over and over. Well, at least I do. We redouble our efforts and sin again. But we turn from sin not through our willpower, but through God's grace. Admittedly, we open ourselves, our hearts, to that grace only little by little, don't we? And that's okay. That's the human way. But there's more. It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations. Are you listening to this, Connor? I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The prophet Isaiah's message to the people of Israel has become Christ's message to us. She's ready to be light to the world. Anybody else want to come up to the altar call? Yesterday began our annual Christian Unity Week. Through our common baptism with other Christians, we have been made a holy people. Are you feeling holy? A holy people that is to be a light to the nations. When we baptize these five children, this afternoon, Christ is baptizing them into this holy people to be a light to the nations. This international tribe that we are part of, the Christian people, is to be a light to the nations. And is there any doubt that our nation and other nations need the light of Christ in this moment? Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us and grant us peace. We are Christ's light of mercy and peace. But there's more still. And this might be a little too much information on this day of celebration for you parents and godparents. We and the five innocent children we baptized become not only Christ's light for the world, but Christ himself for the world. We are baptized priests, prophets, and leaders in the image of Christ. And yes, we are baptized lambs of sacrifice. We are initiated into Christ's life and death. We dare to speak for five innocent children, their parents leading the way and offering them up as an unblemished sacrifice, offering them up as a gift to a desperate, needy, sometimes sinful world. Yes, we baptize our children as a celebration of God's love for them and as an embrace of the community of faith. But in baptizing them, we are also initiating them into Christ's way of sacrificial love. By pledging for them a life of loving faith, we are expressing our desire not only that they know God's love for them and Christ's freeing grace, but also that such love and grace will free them to love and free others. And we know that love leads to both life and suffering, don't we? Tomorrow, coincidentally, within Christian Unity Week, we remember fellow Christian Martin Luther King Jr., whose sacrificial love still inspires us to sacrificial love. Most of us were offered up by our parents to a life of sacrificial love through infant baptism. Yet each time we pray the Eucharist, we pray and renew our baptism. Listening to the Word made flesh, praying the great prayer of sacrifice and thanksgiving, and partaking in the supper of the Lamb, we freely offer ourselves as a sacrifice of love to a needy, hungry, sometimes sinful world. In love, we offer our time, our ears, our hands, and our hearts. And yes, there's more. We are baptized into Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. A mysterious, completely transformed way of life that follows death, but begins even now. Sacrificial love is resurrected life. We baptize our children into immortality, life beyond our time and imagining. Our baptism is life, real life, meaningful life, fullness of life forever, the eternal supper of the Lamb. And this supper, this eternal supper, begins here and now with the giving and receiving of love, healing, gratitude, peace, and joy. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold all of us lambs baptized into his life. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.